The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, everyone. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
I would like you to do something, and I'm half serious, but half kidding, but I'm kind of half serious about this. You all know, if you listen to me, you know Big Fatty. You either know him directly from his podcast at BigFattyOnline.com. Whatever you do, put in the online. Do not skip the online, okay? BigFattyOnline.com, and you can listen to his podcast if you don't already. And I'm sure if you're listening to me, you listen to him as well. But what I would love for you to do is write to him at Big Fatty at Ruined. Oh, God. Is it Big Fatty at Ruined? I don't know. But I want you to write to Big Fatty. I shouldn't see it because this is off the cuff.
Extemporaneous.
You got up to the E's?
You know, that joke was funny about 5 years ago, V, but it's kind of stale now.
You need to write Big Fatty, and this is why you need to write Big Fatty. I found out that Savannah, Georgia is only a 2-hour drive from, where does he live? Charleston, South Carolina? I know that he calls South Carolina South Kakalaki, but that's just his mental impairment. I think it's, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, lovies, this is what the ravages of age. But it's only 2 hours away. He lives 2 hours away from where, as opposed to living, he lives in South Carolina and we live in California. That's just about as far away as you can get from each other in the United States. So we're going to be 2 hours away from each other. And he can't get his flat ass, it used to be fat, now it's just flat, into his whatever he's driving right now. I just know it's red. And can't make his way a 2-hour drive to come see us in Savannah, Georgia and take the trolley with us, because we're going to trolley all over Savannah, and then we're going to get a ride to the Bona Bonaham.
What?
I think it's the Bonaventura. Is it Bonaventura? The very famous cemetery from Midnight in the Garden of Your Mother's Bush and whatever that is. Somewhere. It's a big spooky cemetery. We're going to go see that cemetery in Savannah. But you know, it'd be really nice if you could put yourself out. I know you listen, you flat. For a 2-hour drive to see me, you know, that isn't worth it to you. And I'm not going to come to you because I'm with my sister and my brother-in-law, and I'm not going to drag their asses to South Kakalaki. I would love to sit on your porch and drink, but I'm not going to drag you. You get in your little red whatever and get your ass to Savannah, because I'm going to have such a huge crowd at the Stonewalls. Probably be closed. At the Stonewall on Saturday, the least you could do is come see me when we're in Savannah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, that joke was funny about 5 years ago, V, but it's kind of stale now.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2543. The BFO for Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the old gal's visit to Savannah. And can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, diverters. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Thursday. It's going well. You're diverters today because, y'all, you heard the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills. You know, she's on a cruise of a lifetime with Myron and assorted family members and friends. Big Fatty, there are no friends. Oh, and y'all, the itinerarium that their ship had was indeed supposed to stop in Savannah yesterday on Hump Day. And y'all... old Veda and I had had planned. Oh, I don't know how secret it was, but I think it may have been kind of secret. Had planned to to go down to Soweto. In fact, y'all, that I have to tell this story. That Daniel Biba had said that he thought it would be funny if a group of us went down to Soweto and just didn't take the trolley that she mentioned, but that wherever the trolley stopped around town, we'd find a map and we'd know where the trolley was going to stop, and we'd just be standing there in a tableau, or we just happened to be where the trolley stopped on every stop, and we'd just wave, and then the trolley would go off, and we'd go to the next trolley stop, and we'd be there, and we'd just wave, and I thought that was funny as hell. Big Fatty, it doesn't take much. But I ended up having a meeting come to my attention that I was going to have to attend on hump day. And a week ago, before the old gal left on the cruise of a lifetime. No, I take that back. She was already on the cruise of a lifetime. I wrote her and I said, well, I was hoping and planning to come see you two in Soweto next Wednesday, but alas, it's not going to happen. And I finished it off. Breaks my heart, was so close and yet so far. Have a drink for me. And y'all, the old gal wrote me back. Yes, Big Fatty, free internet. Well, you know, when you're going traveling down the East Coast, you can find some internet connections. And she writes back and says, because hydrogen is looking out for us, Hydrogen knew you couldn't make it, so he saw to it to cancel our Savannah stop. We're going to Norfolk, Vagina instead. I said, well, I'm sorry you'll miss Savannah, but I know you'll enjoy Vagina, Big Fatty. There's only one place I can think of that would be worse than going to Savannah, and that would be Norfolk. Y'all, by the way, have you ever heard the old Norfolk high school cheer that they do? Big Fatty, why don't you tell us? It's like this. It says, we don't drink, we don't smoke, Norfolk, Norfolk. Big Fatty, that was terrible. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. The coupon better be better than that cheer. Anyway, y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Mons East during my lunch hour, and y'all, I did indeed get that chicken tender submarine sandwich. As I do, y'all, they had the boneless chuck roast, buy one get one free, so I picked up a couple of those. I'm gonna put one in the cracker pot and have that for the weekend. Y'all got me a half dozen eggs. They had the potty size chips and snacks on sale. So y'all, they were buy one get one free, so I got a potty size Cheetos and a potty sized Fritos. Big Fatty, your pants will be potty sized if you eat all those. It's probably true. Y'all, they had the bird's eye frozen vegetables on sale, so I got a couple of bags of the baby broccoli florets. Y'all, they had the shredded Swiss cheese on sale, 2 for $5, and y'all, I had a dollar coupon for that also. And you know, I use those to make the little ham biscuits here, y'all, because we're getting near the holidays. Y'all, they had the good Yougot parfaits, 2 for $5, so I picked up a couple of those. They had the little cups of the Del Monte red grapefruit, or the sugar-free on sale, so I got 5 of those. They were a dollar a piece. Picked up a package of spring mix solid. Had to get, y'all, I ran out of my soft scrubs, so they in soft scrubs. Y'all, have you priced that stuff? That stuff's expensive. So y'all, I found some some Comet Bleach soft scrub kind of stuff. It was on sale. So I got that, y'all. And let's just see what else I've got here. Oh, and that was it. Y'all, I spent $46.97, but I saved $38.42. Yes, Big Freddy!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Oh, it's me, Dan, N-E-S-T-R-A-B-S, your number one Northeast straight boyfriend. I figured it's been quite a while since I've called. So I figured in the theme of things, everyone seems to be calling with the recipe, so I figured I would do that. As far as the bumper, hit it.
It's recipe recommendation time. It's recipe recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and enjoy a recipe from Big Fatty or one of his chef listening friends. It's recipe recommendation time. Hey, cook up a storm.
Okay, well, my recipe, this one is a little fancy, so pinkies up for this. But you can be quite liberal with your measurements to taste. But basically what you want to do is you want to take any pureed nut spread, and I like to mix that with a grape or strawberry, I guess, relish reduction, and you pair that with a brioche bun. Quite delicious. I think you might enjoy that as well. As far as that goes, I've got a question for you. So for the music, hit it.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty? Someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber.
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from our number one Northeast straight boyfriend, y'all, that's Dan, who gave us that lovely recipe. Big Fatty, I've never heard of such a recipe like that, but Dan, what's your question?
As far as your pureed nut spread to go, do you prefer chunky or smooth? That's a great answer. It's strawberry is definitely the best one. You're right. Yeah. I prefer my strawberry over the grape relish. Yeah, so I'm just kind of walking around. Figured I would give you a call. But okay, hope all is well.
Big Fatty, I hope everything's better than his cellular telephonic device. It's true, but Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And the excellent question, from what I could understand, I believe you asked if I preferred smooth or chunky nut spreads. Big Fatty, when you say nut spread, it's just vulgar. Well, maybe so. But I like both. I prefer chunky. And as far as the recipe you gave us, combination of preserved fruit and the nut spread on a brioche, Big Fatty, believe it or not, Big Fatty is not at all a fan of the PB&J. Big Fatty!
Any other music that you got laying around there?
From Television City in Hollywood, Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judge, Michael Gross, Peter Huberoff, comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical. Plus, Tom Scott and the band, along with me, Dan Miller. All here tonight on the Pat Sajak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War, it's coming.
You've got to prepare the 1982 World's Fair.
From every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Pointing in the right direction, I'll be there.
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 You want to see how history is being made in Tennessee? You got to be there.
Columbia, you have okay to land in Knoxville.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
I don't like that one.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way, to show us where we're going so that we can understand what's needed for the future of our land. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your community get equal government representation. Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools, health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. Answer the census. We're counting on you.
That one, yeah. Let's listen to that one. Hit it.
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. It's not too late.
It's not too late to help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
It's not too late.
And it's not too late for Mexicans either.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Okay. I'll stop wasting your time. Thank you for calling. Love you.
Yeah, I can see y'all. That, of course, is Dan's Big Freddy. He had a lot to say, and he loves to hear your bumpers. He does. In fact, I think he's recreating one of those for me. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh! Okay, I see. He's been working on that for about a year and a half, something like that. Merry Grandma. Anyway, y'all. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Don't forget, too much from today is Boxing Day. Big Fatty, put on the gloves. No. I tell you what, just act. Not. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal? She's on that cruise of a lifetime. And, Conscience, what did you think about Big Fanny's story about the Norfolk cheerleading squad?
You know, that joke was funny about 5 years ago, V, but it's kind of stale.
Oh, it's stale, kind of like the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.